Hell awaits drunks, homosexuals, adulterers, liars, fornicators, thieves, atheists, and idolaters. That's the social media post that ended the international rugby career of Australia's Israel Folau, one of the best known players in the world. His contract was terminated by the Australian rugby authorities for breaching his code of conduct. So should sports people, high level international players, for example, keep their religious beliefs to themselves, or are they entitled to promote their views? With us this morning, we have Gavin Boyd from the Rainbow Project and the DUP MLA, Jim Wells. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Gavin, morning. We'll start with yourself. Folau was warned last year about the homophobic nature of some of his other posts. He has said he stands by his beliefs that homosexuals are sinners. He believes that. Does he have a right to express that view?
I think he does. I think where Israel's problem is his expression of it in such crass and shallow and accusatory and judgmental ways. I'm really fortunate in the job that I do that I get to work with people of all different kinds of faiths and none. And the people who I work with from Christian backgrounds who, for whom like faith in God and service to his people is absolutely central to their lives, are the most gracious and caring and compassionate and humble people that you would ever meet, and they would be disgusted at the way that their faith is misrepresented by this one individual.
Well, to bring this story up to date, England's number 8, Billy Vinopola, has been given an official warning by his club after he posted his support for Folau. He was also booed by fans during a game at the weekend. His post includes the line, "Man was made for woman to procreate. That was the goal, no question mark." Now, both these men are devout Christians. Again, it comes back to this, Jim Wells, this issue of belief, of opinion, and the expression of that. And just to correct that, it's at the rugby, official rugby football union, that have given him that official warning. Jim Wells, your thoughts?
Well, first of all, they were posted on their personal social media sites. And also Israel's comments were simply a quotation from scripture. And very few people have actually recognized that this is simply an account of a Bible verse, which has been well known for centuries. And the question is, should a sports player be prohibited from quoting from his holy book, be Muslim, Jewish, or Christian? Now, obviously, there are those who disagree with scripture on this issue, but, I mean, is the actual quoting of it wrong? And why do we home in simply on Christians who make these comments when there's much worse in the Quran and in other scriptures, and yet there's never any mention of it?
Sports stars, Jim Wells, whether we should or should not, are often held up as idols, as people to look up to by young people. Do you think this portrays a good image of how to be, how to feel, how to express your views about another human being?
Both of these players come from the South Sea Islands, where there's a very strong evangelical Christian.
They're international players, Jim.
They're international players, and they have a right to have their individual theological viewpoint. And do we hound them out of sport in the same way that we relentlessly hounded Asher's Bakery through every court in the land, simply because they happen to not to want to bake a cake promoting gay marriage? I mean, people have
nice
the right
deviation from the point, Jim. But you might, if you're on that point, you might as well say, "Well, where were you whenever your colleague David Simpson was exposed for having an adulterous affair with a party colleague?"
Okay, let's just stay on that. The subject well, that we're talking about.
I thought we were here to talk about rugby players.
Talk about Ashers there.
What I'm saying is, Ashers were relentlessly pursued.
Okay, well, Jim, let's stay on the point. We only have 2 minutes left, so let's stay on this issue. Gavin, your response to what Jim has said.
My response is that Israel Folau exchanged his freedom of speech for millions of dollars by signing up to a contract with his employer that said that you don't bring the sport into disrepute by engaging in this kind of low-level, crass and shallow articulation of your religious beliefs. You want to do that, do it in a way that makes sense, makes it compatible with your employment, but you can't do it and get paid millions of dollars as well.
We should say as well that Vinopola, he has said during a meeting in regards to his post of support that he expressed genuine regret at his public comments and understood that he had caused hurt and offence as a result of his actions. So he has backtracked on that, Jim. He has said publicly, I am sorry for what I did.
I have no doubt that he was put under the most enormous pressure.
You don't know that.
Well, it's pretty clear there was threats to terminate his contract. So I think that's a pretty
I'm not aware of. So let's look at what is public. No threats, as far as I'm aware of. Yeah. He has said he is sorry. He understands he caused hurt and offence.
Yeah, he's not apologising for the quoting of scripture. What he's saying is that quoting the scripture has caused offence. But the reality is, anyone who looks
genuine regret.
But people who look at scripture will be offended, because it's very clear that any form of sexual activity outside marriage is wrong. And what people may not like to hear that, but that is what scripture teaches, and that's what both rugby players profoundly agree with. And secondly, they were not putting it on the official club or international rugby site. These were their own personal Facebook and Twitter sites. So therefore, they were not trying to portray it as an official rugby union policy.
Okay, let's leave it at that. I'm afraid we're out of time.